Here goes Jeremiah. Introduce yourself.
It's not light skin, you know, the best light skin of all light skins, period.
Period, pooker. Alright, so this is the best friend duo. We usually upload on Thursday anyway, so you're gonna be hearing this today. This topic is what did the quarantine had us do, what we do when boredom struck. So, me. Yesterday, boredom really hit because my phone was dry. Like, so dry. And so I said, you know what? It was like 1 in the morning. And I said, you know what? I want to see what's in my memory box because it's been a while. Yes, I'm a night bird. I am a night bird.
I'm telling you, you're a night rider just like me, so I'm going to sleep
till
like 3 o'clock in the morning.
I used to go to sleep at like 9 in the morning.
When I was younger, I did an
all-nighter.
That's about it.
I think I done an all-nighter, but it's like the nights that I stayed up to like 8 or 9, like it would pass 6 because my dad has to go work at like, he has to leave at 6. So I say, you know what? If I'm not asleep by like 7 or 8, I'm going to just go fix me something to eat. So then soon enough, I'm not asleep. So I say, okay, I'm going to go fix me something to eat. So I go fix me something to eat. I come back and then out of nowhere, I just go to sleep. Yo, I'm like, it could be simple as, you know, I get up and usually I cook. Like, lately I've been trying to get on the healthy breakfast train.
Okay.
So, I don't have nothing else. But
that's what my mom is doing. She's going to do this healthy stuff. And I'm like, I don't know. It just didn't fit right with me, you know. Not even that. Some of that stuff is the name was squash. And veggies and rice, and chicken. It was decent. Just the rice was kind of soggy. I don't even know how that happened. Yeah.
I just been eating eggs. That's it.
I like eggs when I feel like I'm eating eggs. I used to eat eggs on a daily basis.
Oh, I can't do that.
Really?
I can't do that.
Girl, I used to scramble it, try it. I love eggs with onions. I don't know, I just got into that. Like, eggs with onions, one egg and some peppers. That's actually pretty good.
I made different things with it. I used to not like eggs. Like, I used to hate eggs. Like, when my dad was cooking breakfast or when we go to a place for breakfast, I do not want any eggs. Like, even if the plate had eggs, I would just scoot it to the side. I don't know what made me stop not liking eggs, but now I like it again. So I think I just ate a bad batch one time.
I never had expired eggs.
That's good, cause I don't know if I did or not. Cause after that one time, I don't know, it just didn't taste right, and it seemed like it was cooked. So.
I think this quarantine has done good for me at the most. Cause telling you how much I reached the goal, and you know, I'm ready to just be your average light skin.
Yes, sir.
And then I'm saying, let's get that new iPhone SE. Oh yeah.
Are you getting an iPhone SE?
Yes, I'm trying to get the new one. I like that. It's cheap. And it's got the updated too. Oh yes.
Isn't that like Isn't that the iPhone 9?
I may call it the SE. That's fine.
Well, basically, like, it's called an iPhone SE, but it's a 9.
No, they saying it's like the iPhone 8. Like, it's gonna look like an iPhone 8, but it's gonna act like an iPhone 11. Basically.
How does that make sense?
Because it has the chip that all the newer iPhones have.
I mean, all the iPhones can update to, like, what the... not the old ones. The old ones can't really...
Like, they say everything below 6. No, but they say everything above 6. About to be, sure, I guess, acting weird and stuff. That's why they trying to have people buy the 11 or even the newer ones. But I think that... It's cheaper than what a new iPhone would be, but it's gonna have the same, type of technology like the iPhone 11. So I'm down. Yeah. It's gonna have, they said the camera gonna be beast. So you know what I'm gonna be having on Instagram when I get me basic, maybe your Snapchat. You never know.
You don't get a new Snapchat when you get a new phone. Okay.
Yeah,
going to social media for like entertainment, that's what I mostly go there for.
And then Jemiah, oh my god, she forced me to download TikTok. I am so disappointed in myself. Like, I told myself I am never downloading that stupid app.
Okay, the app is not stupid, you're just a hater, and look at you.
I don't comply with it. Like, it just doesn't fit right with me.
Okay, TikTok is amazing. I don't care what nobody say. I'm just going to give an FYI out there.
Everybody has their own opinions. For me, I don't know, it's because I'm not, social media. I mean, I see adults on the internet.
You ain't like, got to make videos.
It's not even that. I just don't find it interesting.
Well, then you're not interesting. Tough?
I know that. I'm telling y'all that since y'all said me, so... Let's get out of the way.
What day? I was just trying to be sarcastic. That is rude.
I was just joking.
No, you know you was not just joking. You was being for real.
Okay, maybe a little bit, but ain't no biggie.
We all have uninteresting parts.
Yeah.
My goodness. So, I found a whole bunch of college thingamajiggers up in my box. So, then I put them all, because I found out this is how big my treasure memory box, or whatever you want to call it. I had 3 backpacks up in there. three backpacks.
Wow.
I said, what the heck?
How big is the box?
Like, the box is, like, it's not too big. So, I'm over here, like, how did I fit 3 backpacks up in here? Like.
Listen, you're just trying to catch all the memories you can, because.
I was just so confused from that. But, hey. But, it's a lot lighter. My blow dryer I had. I know I had the diffuser, so I was like, where's it at? And I found it at the end of my box, like at the very bottom. So I was like, dang.
You have a lighter in there?
No, a blow dryer. back when I used to blow dry my hair. Anyway, so now this boredom, this quarantine is ending tomorrow. Well, tomorrow is Saturday. I'm so excited. So excited. I mean,
I didn't tell you all I'm gonna do. Go out to the restaurant, have a bike. Like, I don't know, man. This indoor stuff is just not for me. I mean, it doesn't bother me anything, but I've changed from person to living. I feel like it's just better off for me since both.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, maybe it's a teenager thing.
Well, it's just because, like, we're teenagers. We don't want to be stuck up in the house.
Right.
Like, this quarantine and this Yup. This all, like, put a big old scare onto everyone. And even though quarantine's laid out, they probably still want us to do, like, social distance.
Yeah. I mean,
for sure.
Because it's still, the coronavirus is still here. It's just, you know, August.
They probably open it back up because small businesses are going to start losing money.
Mm-hmm.
If we stay locked up for too long.
Mm-hmm.
So, I was like, y'all can't keep us locked up forever.
Yeah, but people need to be smart about it, though. That's my thing. The thing about me is I want to go out and do stuff, but
okay.
Shereen, what are you going to do when this is over? What are your plans? What are you thinking about? Like, what is your intentions?
Honestly, I was wanting to, I don't know if, like, tomorrow, I want to, like, hang out with someone, like, somebody come over and we hang out, or I go over there and we hang out. And then Saturday, I'm pretty sure, because if stuff go right, I'm supposed to go take my permit test. So after all that, my dad probably going to go want to go drive around and stuff, saying everything's finally open. So, but my plan after this whole thing is over is when people make plans, I'm going to say yes to them. They're like, you want to go this? I'll be like, yep, I do.
Sometimes might even just take a rest, but I'm down for anything at this point.
Right, cause I'm so bored up in the house. It's okay. So to sum up this podcast, basically, this quarantine has got me to clean up my room like twice. Boredom struck. But I'm so glad it's ending tomorrow and Saturday. It'll be fun. Hopefully no one else gets, like, hopefully the situation don't get worse.
What I can say about this, I appreciate everything besides the headaches and, you know, the negativity that came my way. I enjoyed it. I enjoyed staying home for a little bit, getting to rest and clearing my mind and, you know, setting goals for myself. So, it had its ups and downs, but life is life. And, you know, you just got to continue to know how you want to live.
I mean, we got it. The schools, I know us, we would have got out in June and went back in July. So we got extended summer break, kind of. Like, I'm not even reading into, oh my God, I'm in school. It's like, yeah, I'm in school, but we get extended summer break. Because that's all y'all be wanting, and now we got it. We got on a bad case, but hey. My only thing is, I think people should still practice social distancing. I ain't say that right, but who cares? But yeah. So that's how we're gonna end our podcast, y'all.
Thank you guys for listening. And I enjoy talking to my best friend, as always.
Yes. Yes. All right, guys. Till next time. Bye. Stay safe.
Yes. And wash them hands.
Yup. Please.